Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningnam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Modi releases 20th installment of PM Kisan scheme. Nagaland farmers get over 40 crore rupees. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio highlights education as core of state's development. Nagaland boosts youth infrastructure with new school and sports facilities. And Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang says strong local governance key to sustainable development. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country from Varanasi today. Addressing the gathering, he said the initiative marks the government's commitment towards farmers' welfare.
आज पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि सरकार के पक्के इरादों का उदाहरण बन चुकी है। आज तक पौने 4 लाख करोड़ रुपए किसानों के खाते में भेजे जा चुके हैं।
Mr. Modi appealed to everyone to embrace vocal for local and to give priority to local products during the festive season.
चीज भारत के लोगों के कौशल से बनी है, भारत के लोगों के पसीने से बनी है, हमारे लिए वह स्वदेशी है। हमें वोकल फॉर लोकल मंत्र को अपनाना होगा। हम संकल्प लें कि हम मेक इन इंडिया प्रोडक्ट्स को ही बढ़ावा देंगे।
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. In Nagaland, farmers witnessed the release of the 20th installment of PM Kisan scheme at various places. Advisor for Agriculture, Mathang Yanthan, joined the nationwide launch from Naga United Village, Chumukedima at the state-level telecast jointly organized with ICAR Janapani. Sharing this in a social media post, Mr. Yanthan said, 2.38 lakh farmers from Nagaland have benefited under the scheme so far, receiving a total of more than 680 crore rupees. With the latest installment, over 40 crore has been credited to the accounts of farmers in the state, he added. The advisor asserted that the continued support under PM Kisan reflects the government's commitment to farmer welfare and strengthening of rural livelihoods. In a significant boost to the education sector in Nagaland, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today virtually inaugurated 51 school infrastructure projects under the Samagra Shiksha initiative. Speaking at the event held at his residential complex in Kohima, Dr. Rio reaffirmed the state government's commitment to providing equitable and quality education, stating that education stands at the core of Nagaland's development. He stressed that modern facilities are essential to improving learning outcomes and acknowledged financial support from the central government. However, he also noted that resource constraints continue to pose a challenge. The Chief Minister urged contractors, engineers and local communities to ensure quality construction and longevity. He also underscored the importance of community involvement and called on teachers, school management committees and villagers to take ownership and ensure proper use.
Our collective investment in education today will shape a more confident, capable and prosperous Nagaland, great responsible citizens.
Since 2019, Nagaland has received nearly 200 crore rupees under the Samagra Shiksha scheme for infrastructure, out of which projects worth more than 158 crores have been completed. The newly launched projects worth over 33 crore rupees include school buildings, hostels, teachers' quarters, boundary walls and water facilities designed to enhance the learning environment. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today virtually inaugurated 13 futsal grounds and 2 multi-purpose halls across various locations in Nagaland. In his address, Mr. Rio described the new facilities as symbols of the government's commitment to empowering youth and building a strong sports ecosystem in the state. He highlighted that Naga athletes are steadily making their mark at both the national and international levels, which serve as an inspiration to dream bigger and act bolder. Reaffirming the state's vision to make sports a viable career path, he highlighted the Nagaland sports policy, which emphasizes upon infrastructure, training, athletes' welfare and better infrastructure. Expressing belief in the potential and aspirations of Naga youth, the Chief Minister urged all stakeholders to support and invest in the state's growing sports culture. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang has underscored that strong local governance, grassroots participation and real-time data are key to sustainable development of remote areas. Addressing the state-level Sampurnata Abhiyan Samman Samaroh at Kohima today, he said these will help overcome challenges such as unemployment, rural distress, climate change and digital gaps. Mr. Zeliang, who is also the Minister for Planning and Transformation, highlighted the transformative impact of the aspirational districts and aspirational block programs in driving progress across key areas such as health, education, agriculture and social welfare. He lauded the achievement of blocks like Tonok New, Kongsa and Akuhaito, which have achieved 100% saturation in multiple development indicators. He also emphasized upon the contribution of Nagaland towards a Viksit Bharat.
State like Nagaland must play a strong role. We may be small in size, but our commitment and our innovation can set example for the rest of the country.
Looking ahead, Mr. Zeliang stressed the need to focus on child and adolescent health, digital inclusion, skill building and livelihood opportunities, especially for women and persons with disabilities. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has expressed deep concern over the recent detention of two Catholic nuns and three tribal women in Chhattisgarh, calling it a grave violation of their constitutional rights. The incident occurred on July 25 in Durg, Chhattisgarh, where two nuns from Kerala and a tribal man were arrested on charges of human trafficking and religious conversion. In a social media post today, Mr. Ryo described the detentions as deeply troubling. He said the incident represents a grave violation of their fundamental rights, including freedom of movement, dignity and religion as guaranteed by the Constitution of India. The Chief Minister has called for an impartial investigation into the matter. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said the country achieved a remarkable milestone last year by performing nearly 18,900 transplants, the highest in a single year. Addressing the 15th Organ Donation Day in New Delhi, he said in 2023 more than 3 lakh citizens pledged to donate organs through National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization. The minister also underscored that India ranks third globally in organ transplantation.
India achieved a remarkable milestone in 2024, performing over 18,900 organ transplants, the highest ever recorded in a single year. This is a significant leap from fewer than the 5,000 transplants in 2013. India now proudly ranks third globally in total number of organ transplants, behind only United States of America and China.
Mr. Nadda highlighted that organ donation is one of the most noble practices of humanity and called each organ donor a silent hero. Nagaland government has allowed the issuance of Inner Line Permit, ILP, in offline mode for some more time alongside the online system. A press release issued by Commissioner VKA Kenye today noted that this temporary measure has been put in place to facilitate further upgrades and necessary changes to the ILP portal. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi releases 20th installment of PM Kisan scheme. Nagaland farmers get over 40 crore rupees. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo highlights education as core of state's development. Nagaland boosts youth infrastructure with new school and sports facilities. And Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang says strong local governance key to sustainable development. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.